Hey everybody, it's Danny. I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Heartway podcast, and I want to give a special thanks to those of you who are tuning in from really all over the world. We're so grateful that you are a part of our community and that you listen in on an ongoing basis. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, I want to ask you to share this with a friend. You never know the impact that one of these messages can have in another person's life. And if you yourself have been impacted and you'd like to continue to partner with us to keep this work going, check us out at heartwaychurch.com/give. Every dollar that you give goes a really long way towards helping us do what it is that we do. Well, we love you. Really hope you enjoy the podcast.
Good morning, Heartway. It's always amazing to be able to speak with you all and engage with this amazing community. Thanking God for yet another Sunday, another day that we get to take in a breath and enjoy the beauty of this existence. You know, something that I love about being here at Heartway is the fact that while we are a progressive, expansive, and all-inclusive church, we also have a deep passion for the scriptures, for coming to understand the truth and the depth and the meaning behind what it is that's written in the texts. And today, I'd like to take a second before we enter the centering prayer to think about a particular scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, where it says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. What does it mean that God has given us those things? That power, love, and peace, essentially, have already been given to us. They're already a completed work within us, despite the fact that we typically tend to spend the majority of our time looking outward to attain those things. We look outward to seek power and via our accomplishments, via the acceptance of other people. We look outward to achieve love. We're always looking for our soulmate or people to complete us. We're always thinking that if the waves outside of us, the metaphorical waves of life, if they can smooth out, then I can have a sound mind, then I can have peace. But when we look at the Word of God, it's saying that all of those things are temporary, that what you truly have is peace, love, power. Those things are already inside of us. And so because of the fact that we know God has given them to us, it is truly a beauty to be able to enter into the space of centering prayer where we desire to experience that. We experience it regardless of what is going on outside of us, regardless of the societal situations that we may be within. We allow ourselves to step into that which God has already provided. And so before we enter into the centering prayer, I'd actually like to share a little quote with you guys that can really bring this home. If you must look outward to smile, that means you feel the need to legitimize your well-being. A wise person can smile with their eyes closed, blissful simply by deciding to be, without the need for outward evidence of its legitimacy. We don't need everything outside of us or anything outside of us to experience that which God has already given us. And so now as we enter into this time of centering prayer, I invite you to experience the giftings that you possessed before you were even born. Experience the power, the love, and the peace that God allows us every time we breathe. Every time we inhale. And so in this moment, let us relax. I invite you to get comfortable, to find a position that is most suitable to your level of presence and calm and connectedness with God. You may close your eyes with me. If you would like to experience the feeling of openness towards God's gifts and the windows of heaven being open, then have your hands pointed upward. But if you'd like to experience the sensation and the power of being grounded, you can bring your hands downward on your knees. But regardless of your position, just allow yourself to begin focusing on your breath. Being very intentional with your inhale and your exhale. Continue to allow that breath to fill your lungs. And as that breath comes in, know that you are breathing in the power, the love, and the peace of God. And as you breathe outward, know that you are breathing out any stress. You are breathing out any narratives or stories about the life you are living. Breathe out any history or memories. They're not needed here. You may notice thoughts or sensations or emotions arising in this space. That's okay. You don't need to engage with them or identify with them. They are merely clouds passing by in the sky, the spaciousness that you are. As you continue to focus on your breath, know that there is no evil here. There are no problems. There are no enemies. There is only oneness and connection with the omniscient, omnipotent God. And in this space, he is saying to you, rest. He is offering you rest. As your body rests, allow your mind to rest. There's nothing to understand or conceptualize or explain. There is only the completeness of his love. Let us breathe it in together. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. What a loving God we have. What a beauty to be sitting in his presence in safety, in peace. We are powerful. We are worthy. We are infinitely loved. And no matter what we do, no matter where we go, we are in God's presence. And so the peace and clarity that you feel in this moment, know that it cannot leave you. Not when you open your eyes, nor for the rest of your days. And so very gently, bring the awareness back into your body. In your own time, you can open your eyes. And just let the sensations, let the awareness come back to you. There's no rush. And just allow yourself to be in a state of openness for the message that is to come forth. We love you and thank you, Heartway community. God bless you.
What's up, Heartway family? I am coming to you all the way from California. My wife and I have been spending the week here in Yosemite Park celebrating our 6-year anniversary, which is a really big deal. I'm sure one day Emily will express to you with her own words how lucky and blessed she is for being able to be married to me for the last 6 years. But alongside of that celebration, we're also celebrating my birthday, which is today, the day that you're watching this, August 23rd. I turned 31, so that's a great thing. And then last but not least, my wife has always had the dream of going out into the mountains to do elopements and photo shoots. And that's why we're here, because she did a photo shoot and she has a couple more coming in the weeks to come. So anyhow, most of you may know this, but right now here in California, there are actually like hundreds of wildfires everywhere. Like places like this lit on fire. And Yosemite Park has not been an exception to that. I mean, there's been tons of fires here. So while we're driving up and down and around all the mountains, we are seeing these huge portions of land that have been entirely burned up. I mean, these trees that have taken thousands and thousands of years to grow and that are thousands and thousands of years old, all of a sudden a fire comes and now they are gone. Really makes you appreciate all of the trees that are still here, because you know they won't be here forever. In fact, there are other places in the park where I've seen the signs that have said that nature, as it continues to evolve over the course of time, when there are floods, when there are fires, when there are avalanches, those things actually change the very landscape that we're in. They change the environment. They change the way that things are, to the point where a million years ago, this land didn't look the way that it did. And a million years from now, it won't look this way either, which speaks so loudly and powerfully to the grace that fills every present moment. Every present moment is filled with the generosity of God in thousands, in an infinite number of forms. I mean, everything that exists is such a unique phenomenon, only here, now, for this moment. when you recognize that and you're in a place like this, it's really like you're walking on holy ground. And if this is what is true about the trees and the mountains and the rocks, how much more true is it about you as a human being? The scriptures say that you are God's masterpiece. And so every person that you meet, every person that you encounter, every person in your life, including you, you are a unique phenomenon in this world. You are a once in a lifetime human, a gift of God to this world that will never be repeated again. What would happen if we would begin to cherish and really soak in the beauty of every person and every present moment in this way? This moment is the only moment that we ever have. See, when you come to realize that life is a gift, you give yourself as a gift to life. You know, everything in nature fulfills its purpose simply by being itself. It's only you and I as human beings who try to become something other than what we are in order to feel good about our lives. The reality is, if you want to be a gift to this world, which you already are, by the way, it's just a matter of waking up to it. But if you want to be a gift to this world, it begins by simply being yourself. Being yourself. Accept yourself as you are. All of your flaws, all of the issues, all of the stuff that you try and hide from others, that's what makes you who you are. And when you embrace yourself fully and totally and completely in a total kind of acceptance, that is when you can shine. That is when you can flourish. You being you is God's greatest gift to this world in this moment. Well, today I've asked Cliff to come and share a few words with us about what it looks like to live our life in a way that it's a gift to the world. And Cliff is somebody who has such a generous heart and generous spirit, and I know his words are going to speak to us this morning as we talk about just that.
Good morning, Heartway. My name is Clifford, and I am so excited about the opportunity to be able to share with you this morning. But before I start, just want to take this time to tell you how much I miss each of you dearly. Miss your beautiful faces, your smiles, your high fives, your hugs. We even miss those late stragglers that come in a little bit late and giving you guys a hard time. We miss you guys so much. We look forward to being able to celebrate and worship God in person soon, but all in due time. Today, I want to talk to you about being the gift of God. You see, just like his father, Jesus is known by so many different names. He is called the King of Kings or the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior or Christ. But he is also known as the gift of God. Just like Jesus, we too are also known by many different names. We are called a child of God or heir to the throne or son of a king. So you guys thought I was going to say a bad word, but you're not going to get me on this good Sunday morning. But we are also called to be a gift of God. I know you guys, some of you may have said, listen, I'm God's gift to the world. Or you said that to your spouse or to someone that you love. But I wanted to come here today to tell you that you may be right. So before you start texting and let everybody else know or looking around the room right now and telling them, I told you so, there's a little bit of a mindset change. You see, being the gift to the whole world versus being a gift of God, there's a mindset of one seeks to serve and the other seeks to be served. You see, for us, being a gift of God means that you have to be able to understand how to go out and give a little bit of yourself. For myself, I think back of a story between my wife and I where we were out on a date. Well, we wasn't dating I don't know what we were, you see, because, you know, there was this other guy that she liked back home, and I was the hopeless romantic that was in love with her. And we were going on this last date, so I guess you could say we were kind of in a bit of an entanglement, you know. But for me, I was just trying to have this one last opportunity, so I called this the last date. You see, because we went out, we dressed just alike as usual by happenstance, but I think it's a little bit of God. We get to dinner, and I'm like, if I can't have you, let me tell you how you're supposed to be treated by the man that does get the opportunity to have you. So we just got a chance to talk, and I laid it all out on the table and told her how much that I loved her, and we didn't eat any of our food. So as the night wrapped up and we get back in the car and I'm taking her home, we're getting off the exit and I see this homeless man at the corner and she sees him too. And at the exact same time, we both reach in the back seat to grab the food to be able to give it to him. Now, fellas, listen, she already had me with the Goodfellas moment when I open her door and I'm looking through the window as I go around and she opens the door for me. But when you can find a woman that has the same heart as you, the heart of serving, the heart of giving, then you got yourself one. So we gave because that is just who we are. Giving is part of our family. It's part of our lifestyle. It is something that is just at the core of us. And we talk about it all the time that it feels a bit selfish because of how much we enjoy giving. It is just what we want to do. Every time we see somebody, we want to try to figure out how we can give a little bit to them. And I mean, our last name is Moore. So we always want to do a little bit more. And somebody says, Cliff, how much you guys are going to give? And we always say, just a little bit more. I mean, we have even taught our kids about giving. Well, let me just say, we're teaching our kids about giving. You know, that process, teaching your kids how to share, may not always be easy. There's this one quote by this in this book that I've been reading called The Go-Giver. It says, you give, give, give. Why? Because you love to. It's not a strategy, it's a way of life. You see, we have been blessed with so much to give, and I get it. In this time in 2020, you may be asking yourself, Cliff, what do I have to give? But trust me, God has placed gifts and talents in you to be able to share with the world. Some of you may have the gift of words of encouragement to be able to take someone that may not be in a positive space and encourage them to be able to face tomorrow. Some of us have the gift of being able to be a conduit. You see, I'm a contractor, so when I talk about conduit, it is to be able to get the electricity or information from point A to point B. You can be that conduit because you can take somebody that may not have a job to somebody that has their own company or is looking to hire. You can be that networking. You can be that conduit between the two. Or maybe it's money. You see, if I can, I would love to share with you some of my dreams. I dream one day of being able to just give somebody a brand new house, give them the keys to their own home. I dream about seeing as I drive to work, I pass by the same bus stop, see the same faces at that same bus stop, whether it's a single mom that's there or a single dad. I would love to be able to go to the dealership knowing that they're going to be there first thing in the morning and be able to hand them the keys to a brand new car and say, this is yours. Those are the things that I pray about. I heard about Robert Smith. In his family, he's the chairman and CEO of Vista Equity Partners. They paid $34 million to pay off student loans for an entire graduating class of Morehouse. Now, that's just incredible. That is dope. That is all just God. It's something that I would love the opportunity to do. It is something that I pray to God to be able to give on that caliber. But right now, I give the way that God moves me to be able to move. And let me just be the first to tell you that it's not just about money. Maybe it's just your resources. Maybe you have a pantry full of food that you can donate to somebody, or you have extra supplies, or you have stuff that's been sitting in your closet for years. You can take those things and be able to give to someone else that may be in need. Or maybe it's the most important gift that we could ever give somebody, our time. You see, at the beginning of last year, I did this message called The Currency of Time, and I was trying to help you to understand how you was going to spend the next 31,536,000 seconds of 2020. Now, I get it. 2020 has not been what we have planned to do. 2020 has been that book. You're like, you know what? I would just want to put that back up on the shelf. But I challenge you guys at the end of that message to spend a little bit more time with God. So we're about halfway through the year, a little bit more or less. So I'm asking you now, how are you doing with spending your time? How have you been able to spend just a little bit more time with God? 15 minutes, 30 minutes. How are you spending your time with your loved ones? Are you taking this time that we're in this crazy scenario, this uncharted times of 2020, and spending that time wisely? Please don't forget to make sure that we take time to give time back to the time giver. In Acts 20, 35, Luke quotes Jesus as saying, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." You see, the thing about giving is that you have to give when it's convenient and you have to give when it hurts. I remember this time when I was driving down the road and we didn't have much money in our bank account. Actually, I think we didn't have, there was nothing in there. I don't know if it was negative or not, but I had about 15 bucks in my pocket. I had a $5 bill and a $10 bill. And as I'm driving, I get to a light and I see a guy standing there asking for money. And I prayed in that moment and I asked Jesus, like, I know I need all of this $15, but if I give a little bit to him and I have a little bit, we both have something. And I gave him the $5 bill and I kept the $10 bill. As I was preparing for this message, it was a little bit hard. And I even was talking with Pastor Danny about this, you see, because it is taboo, or, you know, you hear in the scriptures, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, or don't go out into the streets and talk about the things that you have given. But I hope this message, and I know that God knows my heart and my motives, this message is to encourage you to be able to go out and give. You see, each of us have been given so many different talents and gifts that it would be crazy not to be able to share that with the world. We have been blessed by so many in our years, and we have been blessed with so much. How can we not give back? I remember talking to my dad after he gave his life to God. And, you know, my dad had struggled with addiction before, and he got his life together and gave his life to God. And he was like, what can I do now? And so he decided to just serve. So I remember one day, I guess they had like a big church barbecue and they were feeding the community. He called me about 7 o'clock at night, dead tired, but so excited. He sounded like a little kid with the excitement in his voice. He's like, listen, I've been serving food to the homeless and to the community, just giving out plates of food. He said, this has probably been the greatest high that I have ever experienced in my life. He said, if I would have known giving felt this good, he said, I would have been doing this a long time ago. It is now part of who he is. My wife and I live in a it's a small community. And one of my best friends from college just came over. They moved into our neighborhood. And what's been cool to see, I called my best friend and told him that my wife and his wife have formed this bond, and they are always giving to my wife to his family and his wife to our family. And what's crazy is we'll get a knock on the door in the middle of the day, open the door, and there's like a package of goodies. There's a package of something there for our family. And likewise, my wife will be like, well, we're at the store, and she's like, I bought all this stuff, and I'm just going to drop it off at their house, whatever it is. And see, for me, I almost got a little bit emotional because that is the true essence of community. They take time to encourage each other, whether on the phone, whether through text message, whether dropping off gifts. It is just their hearts to be able to just serve each other and our families together. Let that be your guide to be able to help and just impact people's lives. You see, Andy Stanley said, "Don't make the mistake of believing that every resource that comes to you is for your consumption alone. We are not meant to keep it." I look at this and I think that I hope and I pray that people understand that the gift that we have been given is not meant to just sit up on a shelf. Just like Jesus talks about lighting a lamp and putting a basket over it, it makes no sense. So for you to be given a gift or a talent, you can't just take that gift or talent and sit it on a shelf and just let it sit there. It is not serving the purpose for which God has given it. You need to take that gift and give to others. As I close, I want to be able to tell you that in 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says, "Thank God for this gift too wonderful for words. If no one has ever told you, let me be the first to tell you that you are a gift too wonderful for words." You have something inside of you given to you by our Lord and Savior, our Creator, our God, to be able to share with the world. So go out and share it. Don't hold it to yourself. I challenge each of you to go out and live your life in that manner. And I would love to hear, we would all love to hear how, not how you gave, but that you gave. You could simply just, whether you post it on our website or you post it online, just put gift of God, hashtag gift of God. Show us the way to live life. Be an example to our community, our world, because right now that is what we need. And do it not just because you have to or you think you're going to get something in return, but do it because you love to. You see, you never know what giving that gift can change or even save someone's life. Let me pray for you. Lord, I just want to just take the time to be able to thank you for all that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. Thank you for putting something inside of us that is one of a kind that we have to offer to each other. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability to be able to impact people's lives in a positive way, loving them just where they are. Thank you for the time that you have given us. May we be able to take that time and give it back to you in prayer, in peace, and finding rest in you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We ask for all these blessings. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.